Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Main Street Millionaire by Cody Sanchez is a practical wealth-building guide built around a contrarian idea. The simplest path to financial freedom may be buying and improving ordinary, often overlooked small businesses rather than chasing the next hot startup. Drawing on widely discussed concepts in small business acquisition and operator investing, Sanchez frames Main Street businesses such as service companies, local trades, and niche B2B providers as stable cash flow engines with real customers, proven demand, and room for operational upgrades. The book positions acquisition as a skill set that can be learned, even by people without an MBA or a deep finance background. By focusing on deal sourcing, basic valuation, seller psychology, it also highlights why many owners want to sell due to retirement, burnout, or lack of succession, creating opportunity for buyers who can bring energy and modern systems. Overall, the book aims to turn business ownership into an approachable strategy for building durable wealth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why ordinary businesses can be extraordinary assets, a central theme is reframing what a great investment looks like. Instead of glamorizing high-growth startups that may never produce profits, the book argues that unsexy businesses often generate consistent cash flow from day one. These are companies with repeat customers, essential services, and local or niche demand, such as home services, maintenance, logistics, healthcare support, or specialized B2B work. Because they are not fashionable, they may trade at lower price multiples, giving buyers a better chance to earn strong returns. The logic also leans on demographic and market realities. Many small business owners are nearing retirement and lack succession plans, which can increase the supply of sellable businesses and improve negotiating leverage for prepared buyers. The book emphasizes looking for simplicity, durability, and clear value creation paths, rather than novelty. Operational stability matters because it provides room to learn while the business still pays the bills. In this framing, wealth is built through ownership of cash-producing assets and through improving fundamentals, not through speculation. The result is a mindset shift toward practical entrepreneurship, where the buyer becomes an operator-investor who upgrades a proven engine rather than inventing one from scratch. Secondly, finding deals and building a reliable acquisition pipeline. The book stresses that buying a business is not a single event, but a process that starts with sourcing. Rather than waiting for a perfect listing to appear, the buyer is encouraged to build a pipeline of opportunities using multiple channels. Common routes include online marketplaces, industry brokers, local networks, accountants, attorneys, and direct outreach to owners. Direct outreach is highlighted as a way to access off-market deals, where competition may be lower and terms can be more flexible. The buyer is also urged to define clear acquisition criteria up front, such as industry preferences, minimum cash flow, customer concentration limits, operational complexity, and geographic constraints. This prevents wasted time and helps evaluate opportunities consistently. Another important element is learning to read owner motivations. Many sellers care about legacy, employees, and timing as much as price. So a buyer who offers a smooth transition and respectful stewardship can win deals even without being the highest bidder. By treating deal sourcing like sales and by tracking leads, follow-ups, and conversations, the buyer increases the odds of finding a business that matches their skills and financial goals. The emphasis is on repetition, relationship building, and disciplined filtering. Thirdly, valuation, deal structure, and the power of creative financing. A key practical topic is how to evaluate what a small business is worth and how to structure an acquisition to reduce risk. The book points readers towards simplified valuation thinking often used in Main Street deals, where price is commonly tied to seller discretionary earnings, EBITDA, or a normalized view of cash flow. The buyer is encouraged to scrutinize add-backs, owner expenses, and one-time items to understand true profitability. Beyond price, the structure matters. Terms can make a mediocre business a great deal, or a great business a dangerous one. The book emphasizes tools that can lower upfront cash requirements, such as seller financing, earnouts, and performance-based payments. It also highlights the importance of aligning incentives so the seller has a reason to support the transition, and the buyer is protected if results differ from expectations. Readers are reminded to budget for working capital and to account for seasonality, customer churn, and deferred maintenance. The overall message is that acquiring a business is partly a finance exercise and partly a risk management exercise. By focusing on downside protection, clear metrics, and thoughtful terms, a new owner can improve the probability of a successful purchase even without large amounts of capital. Fourthly, due diligence and risk control before you buy. The book underscores that small businesses can hide complexity behind simple storefronts, so diligence is essential. Buyers are encouraged to verify financial statements against bank records, tax returns, payroll reports, and merchant processing data to confirm revenue quality. Operational diligence matters just as much. Understanding how work is delivered, how customers are acquired, what software and systems exist, and where the business relies on the owner personally. Risks often concentrate in a few areas such as customer concentration, key employees, vendor dependence, regulatory exposure, and deferred CAPEX. The book encourages building a checklist that includes contracts, leases, licenses, insurance, litigation history, and any safety or compliance requirements. Another diligence theme is identifying what will break during transition. If the owner is the top salesperson, estimator, or relationship holder, the buyer needs a plan to transfer that role or retain the seller temporarily. The intent is not to eliminate risk, but to see it clearly and price it appropriately through purchase terms, holdbacks, or transition agreements. By treating diligence as a structured investigation rather than a gut check, the reader is guided to avoid the most common acquisition mistakes, trusting unaudited numbers, underestimating operational dependence, and overpaying for fragile cash flow. Lastly, value creation. After acquisition, systems, people, and growth, the book positions the acquisition as the starting line, with wealth created through disciplined improvement. Many Main Street companies run on informal processes, inconsistent marketing, and outdated technology. The new owner can often unlock value by installing basic systems, tracking leads, standardizing pricing, documenting procedures, improving scheduling, and building simple dashboards for revenue, margins, and cash flow. Another lever is people. Hiring or promoting a capable manager, setting clear incentives, and retaining key employees can stabilize operations and free the owner to work on higher impact tasks. Customer experience upgrades such as faster response times, clearer communication, and reliable service quality can increase repeat business and referrals. The book also encourages thoughtful expansion rather than reckless scaling. Growth can come from adding complementary services, improving local search and sales follow-up, expanding into nearby territories, or making small bolt-on acquisitions that share crews, equipment, or back-office functions. Throughout, the emphasis is on compounding. Small improvements in conversion, utilization, and pricing can produce outsized gains in profit, which then increases the value of the business if it is later sold. In this view, operational excellence becomes the engine of long-term wealth. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aspiring entrepreneurs, professionals tired of relying solely on salary income, and investors who want a more tangible path to wealth than volatile markets or high-risk startups. It also fits readers who like hands-on problem-solving and are willing to learn basic finance, operations, and negotiation. The benefit is practical. It encourages ownership of cash-flowing assets and teaches a repeatable way to find, evaluate, buy, and improve businesses with existing customers. That can translate into more control over income, the possibility of building equity, and a clearer route to financial independence compared with chasing uncertain startup outcomes. It is also useful for readers who want a real-world framework for reducing risk, because it emphasizes diligence, deal terms, and operational fundamentals rather than hype. Compared to similar business and wealth books, its standout value is the focus on Main Street acquisition as a primary strategy, not a side note, and on actions a first-time buyer can take to build a pipeline, structure terms, and create value post-purchase. If you want a grounded roadmap for buying boring businesses and making them better, this book is worth buying. If you would like to support Cody Sanchez, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.